The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the way that the mindfulness of breathing stages work is that they meant to eventually help us to include all aspects of our experience within the breathing, or to somehow have to be mindful of breathing and at the same time somehow encompass or include an understanding or mindfulness or insight into much else, everything else that goes on with us. And one of the areas that's very important to get a handle on, get a sense of, is our thinking. And I think many of you know that thinking can be one of the main challenges for people who meditate, because it's so easy to wander off into thought or wander off into images, visualizations that might happen. And so some people struggle with it, but an important part of mindfulness practice is to also become familiar with that world of thinking. Thinking itself becomes an object of attention, and for this investigation it tends to be more useful to investigate the process or the experience of thinking than it is the content of what we think about. The content is important. Sometimes it's very valuable to look at that and include that. But for the purposes of meditation, it's sometimes more interesting to look at the kind of the overall experience, the felt sense, the gestalt, the kind of the overall kind of sense of what's going on as we think, the activity of thinking, not the content. So I'd like for this, in preparation for the going further with the mindfulness of breathing, I'd like us to spend this next period of time kind of working with the mind a little bit, and the thinking mind, getting a little more familiar with it, and hopefully as you get more familiar with it, to also learn the skills or the ability to settle it, to calm it, to not have the thinking mind drive the show, pull you away so easily. Can you hear okay for the blowers? Okay. So, again, take a meditative posture. And it's helpful to always remember that a big part of mindfulness meditation has to do with the body. So connecting to your body. So with your eyes gently closed, enter into your body. Become aware of your physical experience. Perhaps feeling the way that your body responds to gravity. The weight of your body against your chair or your cushion. As you feel the weight, the pull of gravity in your body, perhaps you can readjust your posture slightly so that the weight of your body is more aligned, lined up, balanced. And with the help of gravity, let your belly hang forward and down, soft. Perhaps feeling the breathing deep inside the body, movement deep inside, in a place that feels more silent and still, away from the sounds of the blower. And then letting go of your breathing, allow yourself to think, but then look at your thinking. Observe yourself in the act of thinking. You think whatever you want to think about. If your thinking goes away, is shy, just wait, it'll come back. As if you've never kind of looked thinking on head on, looked it in the eye. Become aware of what thinking feels like, the activity of thinking. When you notice your thinking, is your thinking calm, relaxed, or is it anxious or energetic? Like you're listening to the tone of someone's voice as they speak. What would you say the tone is of the inner voice that thinks? Is it a gentle voice or a harsh voice? Is it hesitant, adamant? Is it pushy or shy? Happy or angry, irritated? Is there any emotion or mood that's connected or associated with how you're thinking, or entwined with how you're thinking? So this is mostly just an investigation. It's fine to be the way you are. If your thinking goes away as you're observing it, hang out in that space that's left, the quiet or empty space, until new thoughts arise in it. As you're aware of yourself thinking, is there any sensations in your body that are connected to your thinking? Is there any sense of pressure or tension or tightness, pulling? It can be in the forehead or the eyes, the scalp, in the brain, in the jaws, the neck, the shoulders. If there's any sense of energy or vitality connected to thinking, where is that energy located physically, if at all? When you're thinking, is your thinking fast or slow? Is just a stream of words or images? Or do they appear with gaps, pauses between them? Is there any sense of liking or disliking or preferences that comes along with whatever you're thinking? What does it feel like? It's a felt sense of liking or disliking, having preferences. And then continuing to be aware best you can of your thinking as it occurs and all the activity connected to it, physical, energetic, emotional. Now begin to include the experience of breathing in the middle of that or around it, perhaps as if you're breathing through the thinking or with the thinking. Feeling the rhythm of breathing. Letting the rhythm of breathing be a calm presence in the midst of your thinking mind. And every time that you breathe out, see if you can soften, relax the thinking muscle, the activity, the tension, the pressure, the energy. Now don't let go of your thinking as much as relax that whole muscle that thinks. Become softer. As you exhale, letting the thinking phenomena activity spread out, become thinner. Like the waves of the ocean flattening out. Each exhale, straightening out the creases of the mind, the thinking mind. Perhaps becoming aware of the great space, spaciousness or stillness that's beyond your thinking mind. There's a rhythm to breathing in and breathing out. And similar to rhythm, it may be the rhythm of getting massage. Massaging the thinking mind, soothing it. So the mind becomes calmer, more at ease. If likes and dislikes arise in the mind, desires and aversions, take some breaths with the rhythm of breathing. Become aware of that, sense it, feel the felt sense of that. And then after experiencing it for a while, then let your breathing help you calm it, relax it, soften it. Settle it. Settle that activity of liking and disliking. Thank you. And as we come to the end of this sitting, entrust yourself more fully again with your breathing. Trust your breathing. Taking a minute or so to enter the fullness of it. And if you're restless or aversive, let the fullness of your breathing massage or lubricate or free you from being caught by the restlessness or impatience.